This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Watching cat videos is one of our most popular internet pastimes. I mean, there's just something about watching a cat riding a Roomba wearing a little shark suit that can cheer up the grumpiest of days. So why not kitties and cappuccino? Miranda Bono is on track to soon open the very first cat cafe in Michigan, and she's going to call this Ann Arbor Cafe, The Cat's Meow. It's good to have you with us, Miranda.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
What is a cat cafe?
A cat cafe is basically a coffee shop and a cat rescue center in one place. So the cats are out for adoption, and you can come get a coffee and go in and play with them, but you can also take them home with you.
So it's about enjoying cat company as well as finding new homes for the kitties.
Yep. And then if you can't have a cat at home, it's a great way to come and play and socialize with them, too.
If you have a family member who's allergic or something.
Right, yeah.
Like that. Where will the cats come from?
The cats will come from our partner rescue center. We're working with someone right now, and we'll be announcing it soon. And they will be brought in from the shelter, and we'll basically be fostering them there until they get adopted.
Where'd you get this idea?
It's actually from Asia. It originated in Taiwan, and then it moved to Japan. The first one in the United States opened last fall in Oakland, California, and they've been popping up ever since. And I've always said if I was going to open a business, this is what I would do. So I knew this was my chance.
So I take it you're a kitty lover.
Oh, yeah. Yep. I have two, and that's all my apartment allows, so I would probably have more.
Now, you got to understand, there are going to be some people who might feel a little bit uneasy about cats and litter boxes and cups of coffee and muffins and sandwiches all in the same space. So how are you going to address that?
We're working really closely with the health department, and they have certain regulations we'll follow. The cafe portion with the coffee will actually be completely separate. There'll be an airtight vestibule in the middle, and you have the choice whether you want to bring in your beverage into the cat area or not.
Okay, so totally optional.
Yes.
Actually, it kind of reminds me of a place that I've taken my grandson in Chicago for children. It's called Little Beans, and they have the coffee and the sandwich area in one place. Then you go through the door into the play area where the little ones can play. So it combines. So kind of the same idea.
Yep. And it's all, they'll all be regulated by the health department.
Now, are there any other cat cafes happening in Michigan that you're aware of?
There is one in Grand Rapids that's also in the works. And me and that owner have been talking, and we're both trying to work together to get them both started.
Okay. So you've got to find your partner for coffee.
Yep. I'm actually partnering with Mason Jar Coffee Company, and they're out of Linden, Michigan. And this will be their first venture in the Ann Arbor area.
So that you're looking at, do you have a location yet?
Not yet. We are looking right now. We're hoping to find somewhere downtown or just close to downtown so people can still walk there.
What do you think it is that about cats that someone can come in and have one curl up on their lap and have a cup of coffee and feel the kitty purring? What does that do for us, do you think?
It's just really therapeutic, and it just makes people happy. Even if you can't adopt them, you know, you can come and give them attention that they need that they wouldn't get in a rescue center. And if you do fall in love, you can actually take them home.
All right. And what's your timetable? When do you hope to have people cuddling kitties and sipping cappuccino?
We're hoping to open early 2016. We're doing a crowd fundraiser sometime in mid-July or early August. And then after that, we'll be looking for a space and getting things going.
Miranda Bono, soon to open the Cat's Meow in Ann Arbor. Thank you for talking with us, and we'll be watching to see when we can start coming and petting kitties.
Thank you for having me.